The recent debate about recycling in Australia has been focused on plastic, but another major problem is glass. Glass is the second biggest source of waste in our household recycling bins after paper and cardboard. Dealing with it is a top priority, especially in Victoria, where the collapse of one recycling company has forced the Ballarat Council to stop accepting glass in household recycling bins. David Sparks reports.
Hundreds of thousands of tonnes of glass are collected for recycling in Australia each year. And most of it ends up at huge sorting facilities like this one on the central coast north of Sydney. But when this plant, owned by IQ Renew, separates glass from the rest of the waste it collects, it turns it into a very useful material. The company has mastered technology that crushes old glass into sand. It looks just like pure, clean beach sand. And it can be used in construction, in asphalt for roads, or for mixing concrete. Outside the plant, IQ Renew's Graham Knowles stands on a large concrete slab made from the glass that people have thrown into their yellow bins.
The concrete area here, there's 100 cubic metres that we're doing tests on right now, and this concrete is made with 25% recovered glass. And sand's a finite resource. Sydney Basin, we've run out of sand. Most of the sand that's going into the Sydney building industry right now comes from Newcastle.
Queensland company Silicon Fertilisers has found another way to use old glass. It crushes it into a powder and reforms it into small pellets to be added to fertiliser. David Archer is the company's managing director.
When it's used in agriculture, on most crops, they respond extremely well to the application of this product at low dose rates. Quite simply, it increases the plant's ability to pick up nutrients, and that translates to better photosynthesis, and above all, it increases yield quite dramatically, in some cases up to 25%.
Gail Sloan from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia says innovative solutions like these will be crucial if Australia is to solve its glass recycling problem.
We're increasingly looking to and getting some increase in the use of it in civil construction, aggregates, road base and other things.
Gail Sloan also says container deposit schemes like those in New South Wales and Queensland that pay people a small amount to return their old glass bottles are very effective, creating a stream of well-sorted, high-quality glass. But the big problem is getting bottle manufacturers to use it. Currently, they purchase about 350,000 tonnes of recycled glass per year. That's about 30% of the material used in glass bottles manufactured in Australia.
We would like that to go higher, and we know that best practice is over 50%.
Gail Sloan says the most effective way to get companies buying more recycled glass is for governments to set mandated levels, forcing them to do so. Recyclers like Graham Knowles agree a range of strategies will be needed to tackle the problem.
We have to. As far as glass recovery is concerned in Australia, this is the future.
Graham Knowles from IQ Renew, ending that report by David Sparks.